One of the children in our shul asked a very, to be able to take a question, only a young child would ask such a question. So this past Shabbos, on Friday night, they wanted to know, is there any time at all that they can do anything muktzah? You know, they're already 48 hours, they're 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, they already, you know, had enough. And to do the Shabbos was around the corner, so they found it difficult to comprehend that there shouldn't be 1 second that maybe Rosh Hashanah is over and Shabbos hasn't started yet. Maybe they can still, you know, chuppah around a ball game or something. So the answer, obviously, to the question is no. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah goes directly into Shabbos. But the truth is, in terms of lumbus, there is a window of time between Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos that we're not sure which it is. The period of Ben Hashmashos. We weren't sure this past Friday night, and there was a certain amount, there was a certain time when one was not allowed to do malacha, and it wasn't clear whether the Yisra malacha was mitam Yomtov or the Yisra malacha was mitam Shabbos. So whenever you have any Shabbos going into Yomtov, Yomtov going into Shabbos, you have that same dilemma that it's a suffix what the nature of the Yisra is, whether it's an Yisra of Shabbos, Chil Shabbos, Chil Yomtov, but Lamaisa, to find the time of Yom Mutar obviously is absurd. But that question, that's a really good question, I was thinking a little bit, that maybe a similar shadow can be raised concerning this week. Well, here you have a little bit of a difference in area. Here you have concerning Yom Kippur and Shabbos, you have two Kedushas Hayom, not that one is going into another, but rather they apparently are taking effect simultaneous. So the question becomes, is that really true? Does the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur and the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos really occur simultaneous? Or is there any possibility on this very, very unique situation of Yom Kippur, Shabbos, and Shabbos, where you can actually split between the two? Is it possible? Can we pull some very razzle-dazzle alumnus to create a situation where it's maybe Shabbos but not yet Yom Kippur, or maybe it's really Yom Kippur without quite yet being a Shabbos? And if such a scenario exists, would there be any ramifications of halacha? So believe it or not, this was today's daf. That was already daf Yomi, so this is mamish today's daf. What's the status of when you have Yom Kippur, Shechelas, B'Shabbos? What is the Gemara talking about? Why nafkamina? Obviously, you have Yom Kippur, Shechelas, B'Shabbos, you can't do malacha for either one of both reasons. So my nafkamina. So the Gemara is discussing this concerning the sugya of Ein Issachal Alisser. We have a sugya that permeates all of Shas, and it happens to be a sugya that appears one of the main places of the sugya is the end of the seventh parak of Chul, that's what it's doing in today's daf Yomi. The Gemara has a halacha that when you have an object that becomes also for one reason. So first come, first serve. So the first issa that takes effect. So that's the issa that's chal. And one Tana says, ein issa chal al issa. If a second issa wants to take hold, so the second issa doesn't have the ability to do so. Even though sometimes the second issa may be more serious than the first issa, but one Tana is of the opinion, ein issa chal al issa. In fact, that's the view of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, applies this principle. Rabbi Shimon says that if a person eats non-kosher food in Yom Kippur, that's not so bad. That's only eating non-kosher food. That's not eating on Yom Kippur. If you eat kosher food on Yom Kippur, so then the issue of Yom Kippur was chal on the kosher food. But if you eat non-kosher food on Yom Kippur, so since it was treif already, mitam treifus, and now you want the issue of Yom Kippur to take effect on it, doesn't happen. Ein issa chal al issa. So if a guy has a choice between eating kosher food in Yom Kippur or eating treif food in Yom Kippur, Rabbi Shimon says it's better to eat the treif food, because the treif food is only a lav, whereas the kosher food would be an issa karis. So it happens to be that we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, because we hold that the Yisra of Yom Kippur does take effect on non-kosher food based on a principle called an Yisra of Kolel. Yisra Kolel means that when Yom Kippur comes, so Yom Kippur affects all food in the world. Potatoes are also, meat is also, and bread is, everything's also on Yom Kippur. So Migo, that the Yisra is Chal on Dvar Mamutarim, it's Chal on the Dvar Masurim as well. So if a person eats Treifa food on Yom Kippur, we pass him over two Yisurim. He's over the Yisra of Treifas, and he's additionally over the Yisra of Yom Kippur based on the principle of Yisra Kolel. But that was the Machlekes of Bishim and the Rabbanan. So in the middle of the discussion of Ein Issa Chal al Issa, the Gemara raises the question, what would the halacha be in terms of an Issa, two Issurim that would be Chal simultaneous, Issur Bevas Achas? So would you say Ein Issa Chal al Issa or not? So the Gemara says, how can you say Ein Issa Chal al Issa if it's two Issur Bevas Achas? Which takes hold first? That's the very definition of both being Chal at the same time. So when you have two Issurim that are Chal simultaneous, the whole sugi of Ein Issa Chal al Issa falls by the wayside, and both Issurim are going to be Chal. So the example, par excellence, of two Issurim that are Chal b'Vas Achas, the Gemara picks on Yom Kippur, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So So is that considered to be a two isurim that are chal at the same time or not? My nafkamin, it could be big nafkamin. Nafkamin is hamli chatos, you're going to be chayev. If a person is mechal shabbos b'shege, you have to be a korban chatos. If a person is mechal yom kippur b'shege, you have to be a korban chatos also. So would you say that if a person is mechal shabbos, this coming shabbos, so by mistake he turned on the light on this shabbos, so would you say he's chayev one chatos or they have two chatos? So the Gemara says that depends. Is yom kippur and shabbos really an issur b'vasachas or not? So the Gemara presents the possibility that maybe it's not. Maybe the issur shabbos and issur yom kippur are not really chal simultaneously. Why? Because how do we define isur mean chal b'vasachas? Do we focus on this particular shabbos and this particular yom kippur, or do we talk in general terms? The overall, historically, Yom Kippurim, historically, Shabbosos, which was called first? So it says the Gemara possibility, if you don't focus on this particular Yom Kippur, this particular Shabbos, rather you focus in general, what was Mitzvah first in the history of the world? So the answer is that was the Shabbos. Shabbos, the Sumer Shabbos, Vachal, way before Yom Kippur set into motion. Shabbos is the Kaddish of Shabbos. The Rebbe Moshe was already declared Kaddish of Shabbos, whereas Yom Kippur didn't start until after Matan Torah, until you had Rosh Chodesh, so you had Kaddish of Shabbos. So the Gemara has the possibility that maybe Shabbos is chal first based on that reason, and therefore if a person would be mechal Shabbos slash Yom Kippur this coming Shabbos, maybe you would only bring one korban chatos. Maybe Yom Kippur is not chal, Yisum Aloch is not chal on Shabbos. So the Gemara ultimately rejects that. The Gemara says that's not true. The Gemara says in the sugyas of Enis Mechal Lisser, you don't take into consideration historically what happened. You take into consideration this year. Tov Shinayin days. Habol Leil L'Toiva. So Yom Kippur and Shabbos are going to be Chal. Mamash V'Vasachas. Whenever that split second in time and Kedushas Yom kicks in, whether it's Shkia, whether it's Kechavim, whether it's somewhere in the middle, whatever the official transformation, when it goes from being Friday to being a Saturday, so that's going to have two Nafkaminas Ladin. It's going to kick in the Kedushas Yom Shabbos, as well as the Kedushas Yom Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that's labeled as an Issa B'Vasachas. And therefore, there's no question that if you accept the principle of Issa B'Vasachas being called together, then the person will in fact be chayav twice for doing halacha on this particular Shabbos. That's what we pass in halacha, that there is a concept of Issa B'Vasachas being chal, and Shabbos and Yom Kippur qualify as Issa B'Vasachas, therefore the din would be you would be chayav twice.
But that, the whole discussion is all according to Shimon.
No, the Gemara has different sheets. There are a lot of different tannaim within Ein Issa Chal Lisser. We also accept in theory Ein Issa Chal Lisser. It's just that we hold that Ein Issa Chal Lisser has certain exceptions to it. So one of the exceptions is Issa Kolo. The Shabbos and Yom Kippur may not necessarily be Issa Kolo. Maybe and maybe no. That's not so pushy. That's called Issa Kolo. Nevertheless, the Gemara quotes a very, very cryptic statement that there was a maimer that was said that when you have a Yom Kippur Shechalis to Shabbos, so you're only going to be chayav once, you're only going to be chayav one chatos, only for the chatos of Shabbos, not for the chatos of Yom Kippur. The Gemara has a lot of difficulty trying to figure out what does it mean. It doesn't make any sense. We just got finished proving that Issa V'Vasachas means you follow this particular Shabbos Yom Kippur. So what in the world does it mean? So the Gemara says that particular maimer was not talking about a normative halacha. It wasn't talking about a year like this year when it's really Shabbos and it's really Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that cryptic statement, that Amira, that when you have Yom Kippur and Shabbos coinciding, so you only chayav for Shabbos, not for Yom Kippur, was talking about it one time. There was one time in the history of Klal Yisrael, so many times in the history of Klal Yisrael, there was a Shas HaShmad, but there was one time when there was a particular gezeira that the Goyim had against Yom Kippur. The Goyim wouldn't let the Jews observe Yom Kippur, so the Chachamim were mamash stuck. So how are you going to, what are you going to do? How are you tell people not to observe Yom Kippur? So normally we say when there's a Shas HaShmad, so you have to be Moshe Nefesh for Shas HaShmad. So it's unclear exactly why the Chum didn't tell everyone just to get what the Goyim was saying and just observe Yom Kippur and Tov.
What were they supposed to do or not to according to the Goyim? Does that turn around and make you eat?
I don't know. Not sure what they're trying to do. I don't know. Not sure what they're trying to do. So whatever it is, so maybe they weren't actually enforcing the Yisur. Maybe they were able to avoid doing the Yisur. But apparently they couldn't make a whole Tadaram. They couldn't have a whole state of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that what the Chachamim told them to do was as follows. Apparently the Goyim were not fighting against Shabbos. That they figured every week the Jews are keeping Shabbos, it's not a big deal. But if they have to keep Yom Kippur, that's very special for them. So that the Goyim were coming down hard again. So the Chachamim came with a great plan. They said that particular year, we're going to tell everybody that you're coming to Shul anyway. You're coming, everyone's getting together anyway. So the Goyim aren't going to chop. They're not going to realize. So we'll keep Yom Kippur and Shabbos all rolled into one. But if we have all of a sudden on a Tuesday, everyone closes the store, everyone comes to Shul, everyone says Kol Nidre, everyone's davening, so the Goyim time we're going to catch on that we're observing Yom Kippur. But if they see all the Jews just coming, they have a longer davening, so they'll think the rabbi spoke a little longer, they'll think Shabbos Mavarach, they're not going to chav that we're observing Yom Kippur. So therefore the Chachamim said, we'll observe Yom Kippur that year on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that it wasn't really Yom Kippur, it wasn't the 10th of Tishrei. That particular year, it didn't come out that way. It was the 7th of Tishrei. But the Leis Breira, the Chachamim won. So why did they come up with this grandiose plan? What were they accomplishing? So Rashi explains that it's to make a zecha for Yom Kippur, that it shouldn't be the Klai Yisrael should go the whole year, and they shouldn't clap al chayt, they shouldn't say shamlu, they shouldn't say osana toikit, but whatever they say. So the Chachamim made a make-believe Yom Kippur that year, and they made the make-believe Yom Kippur on Shabbos right under the nose of the Gemara. Very, very strange Gemara. So the Gemara says that if that's the case, so then I understand that cryptic statement, that if a person would be Mechal Shabbos, and that quote-unquote Yom Kippur Shechal Shabbos, you're not chayef chastas for Yom Kippur. It's not Yom Kippur, it's a joke, it's the seventh day of Tishrei. So you're talking about Mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara says, don't bring any rayas from that story. That was the crazy story, that was the wild story. But of course, if you have a this year where the Taka is the 10th of Tishrei, so Taka, that's the day, of course you're going to be chayef. So Taisus has a fascinating comment on that Gemara. Taisus wants to know, when the Chachamim decided that year they're going to have a make-believe Yom Kippur on the 7th of Tishrei, whatever day of Tishrei that they picked to make a make-believe Yom Kippur, so Taisus says, why was it only a make-believe Yom Kippur? Maybe it should have been chal on a Kiddushas Yom Kippurim. Why? Mecha Taisus. So we know there's a din when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, when it comes to the setting up of the calendar. So we have a rule that the days can do whatever they want. Let's say a Beis Din makes a mistake and they accept the Edom and the Edom alive. The Beis Din goofed and they declare Rosh Chodesh the wrong day. So the din is Rosh Chodesh is chal according to whatever the Beis Din says. It's the famous story of Rabbi Leo, Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Kiva in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where Rabbi Gamliel may very well have been wrong, but even though he was wrong in terms of when the calendar was, astronomically he was wrong, but halachically he was right, because whatever the Beis Din declares to be Rosh Chodesh, that's the din. So that din that Atem Afilu Mutim applies, Afilu Atem Azidim, even if Beis Din knows that they're doing the wrong thing, they know for a fact that they're being Mekadosh Chodesh like you did, the din is it's still chal, because Ein Lecha Ela Yom Tovim Ela, whatever the Beis Din says, in the realm of Kiddush HaKadosh is chal. This is unlike other areas of halacha. So let's say a Beis Din passed incorrectly in Hilchos Shabbos, if they realize that they made a mistake, they have to reverse the Pesach. They have to re-carve in Chassas also. So of course if the Beis Din makes a mistake, the Pesach is not toifes. So in the realm of Kiddush HaKadosh, that's a special Zeres HaKosov. Atem, Afilu Mutim, Atem, Afilu Mezidim, even if they do it intentionally.
And Mitzvah Shabbat is also on the wrong day.
I don't think I didn't have it in for Rosh Hashanah. In that particular year, or?
Rosh Chodesh, you just explained that there were people.
Right, that applies to Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Chodesh, 5 days
later. Well, we have to hold on. So Taisa says, maybe we should apply the rule of a Temafilu Mezidim to this case as well. So the Beis Din knew full well that today was not Yom Kippur. They knew it was only the 7th day of Tishrei, but they told everyone we're going to make Yom Kippur. So why can't they talk about make Yom Kippur? Why? The same way they can make believe it's Rosh Chodesh, the moon is saying, we disagree with you. We don't care what the moon has to say. That Temafilu Mezidim. So why can't we say, I don't care what the calendar says. Yeah, it's Yom Kippur because the Beis Din says it's Yom Kippur. So Taisa says, no, that's not the same at all. Taisa says the din that the Beis Din can make a mistake, or they can intentionally make a mistake, that's only true in terms of deciding, is it the 29-day month, or is it the 30-day month? There's a certain leeway, there's a certain possibility of error that the Torah built into the system, because we know that the Moel Levan is really neither 29 or 30. The lunar cycle is somewhere in the middle, it's 29 and a half plus. So the halacha was given to us that you don't make Rosh Chodesh every 29 and a half days, you make Rosh Chodesh either 29 days or every 30 days. The Gemara Dash and some Sukkim, Ad Chodesh Yomim, the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk in Tashas Baloscha, Ad Chodesh Yomim, that Yom Natamonu L'Chadashim, V'yetamonu Shos L'Chadashim. That means you convey a month based on an amount of days. There are 29 days in a month, there are 30 days in a month. There aren't 29 and a half days in a month. In astronomy, there are 29 and a half days in a month. But in halacha, there's no such animal. You can't declare Rosh Chodesh. It took off the afternoon, we're going to declare Rosh Chodesh. That's a meaningless statement. So the same Rabbi Shalom who created the moon to be a 29 and a half day cycle, he gave us these halachas that it's 29 or 30 days. So obviously you have to play around. So 1 month it's 29, 1 month it's 30, 1 month you have to tashka around a little bit to make sure that pretty much Rosh Chodeshim come in sync with the moon, pretty much. So here the Torah gave us a certain margin of error. Here the Torah said that if you made a mistake, either intentionally or unintentionally. The bottom line is, if it's either 29 or 30, so if it's either 29 or 30, it's shayach to be Rosh Chodesh, shayach to have a month either 29 or 30. So that kind of mistake the Torah is willing to accept and say that Rosh Chodesh is chal b'diavad. But to say that I can declare Yom Kippur to be the fifth day of Tishrei, so that's not an option. It's never the fifth day of Tishrei. So if I was Mekadesh the Chodesh on Monday, so I have to count 10 days later, the tenth day after that is going to be Yom Kippur. I can't even make leave Yom Kippur. So in the middle of Nisan, I'll declare it's Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's more convenient to have Yom Kippur in the middle of Nisan. It's not ridiculous. They think you can do that. In the American holidays, they do that. Whenever they declare Washington's birthday here and this one's here, whatever works out, so we move around birthdays. So you can't move around the tarikh of the Yom Tif. You can move around when there's Chodesh, that's the time. And even that you can't do it. Even that's not Hefkeris. You can't say it's a 32-day month. You can't say it's a 26-day month. You have a choice, either 29 or 30. But after that choice, once the choice has been made and you've declared it's Chodesh, so then you can't just declare it's Yom Kippur on the seventh day of Tishrei. So Tyson says that's why that wouldn't be an option in the Sugi Maseches Chulin. In contrast, to this Tyson says that you can, in theory, have a situation where Beidin really goofed, and they goofed concerning Yom Kippur. If the nature of the goof was vis-a-vis Kiddush HaKodesh, and they didn't chap the goof for 10 days, so then Yom Kippur will be on the quote-unquote wrong day, but halakhli it's on the right day. So Taisa says that that's the pshat in the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah. They're a very strange Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We spoke about this Gemara in the past. The Gemara tells a story that one year in Eretz Yisrael, they made a 30-day elot, which is almost unheard of. The Gemara says, "You know, Ezra ve'elach lamatzir elam uber." In the days of Ezra, so the Pesukim described that they had a 2-day Rosh Hashanah. The Pesukim described that they added on the 30th day of Elul. Elul is usually 29 days, but in Syria it could be 30 days. There's nothing per se preventing it from being 30 days. So 99% of the time Elul is only going to be 29 days. And every couple of 100 years, so they made Elul for whatever reason, whatever technical reason, they ended up adding on an extra day of Elul to make it the 30th day, and then Rosh Hashanah would be the following day. So the Gemara tells the story that one year Takan Eretz Yisrael, that's what happened, that they decided for whatever technical reason to add on a 30th day of Elul. Now we are banking on that never happening. Why? Because even though we play it safe all the Yom Tov and we keep safe at the Yomas, we have 2 days of Sukkot and 2 days of Shmini Atzeres, and we always play it safe, but Yom Kippur we don't play it safe. On Yom Kippur we're very, very risky, we're gambling on Yom Kippur that there were only 29 days of Elul, and if it turns out that we goofed that there are really 30 days of Elul, then we made a big mistake, then we ended up keeping Yom Kippur on the wrong day. So why don't we have a snake at the Yom of Yom Kippur, so we shouldn't explain. It's too hard that we rely on the Rov. The Rov is that most probably 99% of the time Elul only has 29 days, so we're going to play it safe. When it comes to Sukkot, what's the big deal? Another day of Sukkot, another day of Sukkot Torah. No big deal. But to have a second day in Kippur is going to be up to Koch Refesh, it's going to be too hard for people. So therefore they follow the Rov, and the Rov is that it's only that only 29 days of Chodesh Elul. But if every once in a while they really goof and they ended up with 30 days of Elul, so the people in Chutzlos who didn't get the message are going to be up the creek, they're going to be celebrating Yom Kippur on the wrong day. So the Gemara says that's not going to happen. One year it happened that way in the days of Levi. Levi was a Talmud of Rabbi Dan Nosi. So Levi lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was traveling to Bavel, and he arrives in Bavel, and he had been in Eretz Yisrael when they were Mekadesh, the Chodesh of Rosh Hashanah. He knew that Rosh Hashanah was really a day later than they thought it was in Bavel. He arrived in Bavel on the end of what they thought was Yom Kippur. They were getting ready to blow shofar. They're ready there saying the Ilah. He's walking into town and he realizes that it's really Erev Yom Kippur that Apianis. Everything is a day behind, so it's really only Erev Yom Kippur. So he's starting to daven Meir for Yom Kippur because he knew what the truth was, and he sees that everybody else, all the Gedolim, Rav Shmuel, all the Gedolim in Babel, sitting down having the Suda. The Baskom kidnapped, they're building the Suda, everyone's sitting and eating. So Levi made a very difficult comment about the people in Babel. He said, how delicious the food smells on Yom Kippur in Babel. He said, the people are eating, having great meals. Kind of a bosom tafshile de Babloi, the Yom Tzomer Rabba de Marbei Marava. He said, today's Yom Kippur. He asked the people, call up there, so you find out that it's Yom Kippur today, and everyone in Babel is eating. So that's how the Gemara concludes. So Tosfos, yes, the Kasha and Gemara. Tosfos says, why did Levi just make such a funny comment? Why didn't he start shrine kind of guy? We should have gone to all the shul and start banging on the table and telling them, when you guys all goofed, you gotta fast another day. So why didn't Levi do that? So Taisa says, because Apidin, he wasn't really right. That he was just commenting that it's funny that the people in Babel were eating on Eretz Yisrael's Yom Kippur, but if he didn't, what they were doing was correct. Why was it correct? So Tosfos says, because the Tema Filim is Edom, that since it was a question of when you Kaveh the Chodesh, so we have a right to say it. Tema Filim is Edom. So it was the Beis in a Babel made a Cheshbin, they thought that Rosh Chodesh is going to be such and such day, a Tema Filim is Edom kicks in. So therefore, it comes out, when was Yom Kippur that year? A very bizarre thing. In Eretz Yisrael, Yom Kippur was one day, and in Babel, Yom Kippur was another day. There were two different days of Yom Kippur, based on a Tema Filim Mezidin. So this Tosfos is a tremendous Chiddush. I know you're going to ask me that, so I'll preempt the question. This is a tremendous Chiddush. L'chora, a Tema Filim Mezidin applies to the Beis Din HaMekachim as a Chiddush. That means the Beis Din Eretz Yisrael that declares as a Chiddush, if they goofed, and they made a mistake, and they made 29 days of 30, or vice versa, so then, it's all Zion, a Tema Filim Mezidin. This is not a Tema Filim Mezidin. The Beis Din Eretz Yisrael knew exactly what they were doing. I live far away, I didn't have the right information. So we decided, but the Dinim and Bavel all decided we're going to follow what we've been doing for the last 50 years, and we're going to assume that this year is probably a 29-day Elul, and turns out that we were wrong. That's not a Tema Filim Mezidin, that's misinformation. What does that have to do with the Tema Filim Mezidin? We're not the Makashim as a Chodesh.
They don't have the authority,
only the Beis Din. Right, that's the same question. It means basically what we're doing, we're not a Beis Din Makashim as a Chodesh in Bavel. We're just figuring out what probably happened, we're trying to figure out what probably happened in Eretz Yisrael. So we made a mistake, that's called the Tema Filim Mezidin. That's a tremendous Chiddush HaTosfos. That's what Tosfos says. So it comes out an unbelievable Chiddush HaTosfos. You can have a Hechet Timsa, that you can have multiple days of Yom Kippur. You can, depending on if each authority had the authority to make that judgment call that today is Rosh Hashanah and 10 days later is going to be Yom Kippur, and you had the Bnei Bavel and Bnei Tzor came up with different days. So Apidin Min HaTorah, each one, the Bnei Bavel are bound by day Yom Kippur and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael bound by day Yom Kippur. That's a very, very mechudishtik application of a Tema Filim Mezidin. And Pasha says that that's not, I don't think any of the other Rishonim would accept such a thing. I guess.
I don't know.
Anyway, so whatever it is, the bottom line is that Taizel Chulin said that even if you want to accept this kind of a Tema Filim Mezidim, which is quite a Chiddush, but to say that you can say a Tema Filim Mezidim to change the date on the calendar, that's nobody really thinks such a crazy thing. To say that the seventh day is of Tishrei is called Yom Kippur because we want it to be Yom Kippur, that's a new religion. That's not called Yom Kippur. That nobody in a million years would ever say that's called a Tema Filim Mezidim. So I call upon him, under normal circumstances, it comes out that in a regular year when you have a Yom Kippur and the Shabbos coinciding, so we apply the principle of Isra B'Vat Sachas, and it's we assume it's Akachal at the same time.
Why couldn't they, when they were in Shanghai during the Second World War, they kept 2 days of Yom Kippur, but they couldn't use this reasoning?
Yeah, because I don't think any other Rishon would say such a thing. Such a Chiddush, this Taisus, to say it out for the Mezidim on that. So under normal circumstances, we think that the Kedushas Hayom kicks in at the same time, and therefore when it comes to figuring out how many Kabir Chatz says the person is Chayav, he's going to be Chayav twice. But Ava B'chein, there may be a certain dimension of Kedushas Hayom that may not kick in at the same time when you have Yom Kippur Chas B'Shabbos, and that's based on the Shittas Rambam. There is a mitzvah in the Torah to begin Yom Kippur a little bit early, based on the Gemara says on Shana Daftas, the Tisha L'Chodesh Be'erev. The Torah says you observe Yom Kippur every place. The Torah says on the 10th day, and all three places Yom Kippur appears in Chumash, it says the 10th day, and then even in Parshas Emor it says the 10th day, and then at the very end it says, oh, by the way, when does Yom Kippur start? The Tisha L'Chodesh Be'erev. So the Gemara says, what does that mean, the Tisha L'Chodesh Be'erev? Doesn't that mean the 10th day? The Torah just said 2 psukim earlier that the Esol Chodesh Shvi has Yom Kippur. So we know exactly when Yom Kippur is. So what's that phrase, B'tish L'Chodesh B'Erev, mean? So the Gemara says that one of the drushes that the Tosha Rafeh has in this pasuk just comes to teach us that you have to start a little bit early. Even though it's still Tisha, you have to already start the Yom Kippur a little bit before. So it's not really a Sirir B'Chodesh, it's really Tacha Tisha, and Afa B'Chein Tisha is a Shabbat. You have to begin already to observe Yom Kippur. So Machlekes have shown him what exactly do you have to observe in this small window of opportunity called Tosefes Yom Kippur. So many of the Rishonim are of the opinion, the Ramban and others, that you have to observe the entire day of Yom Kippur, like all the halachas of Yom Kippur, namely, in this window of a time called Tosefes Yom Kippurim, you're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to do malacha, whatever, you're not allowed to do in Yom Kippur. You have to refrain from a little bit before Yom Kippur also. So let's say when we know that Yom Kippur really starts at Shkia, that's when Berash Koshes kicks in. So let's say whatever time, the time of Shkia, I don't know, 6:20, whatever it is.
6:32 today.
Okay, whatever. So let's say it'll be 6:35 we take on Friday night. So the din d'oraisa is that you're not allowed to keep on doing malacha until 6:29 and 59 and a half seconds. You're not allowed to eat until 6:29 and 59. You have to stop a little bit before. There's a how much before you have to stop. So it's unclear how much before, but a little bit. So let's say for argument, take 5 minutes. Let's throw out a number. So you have to stop doing malacha at 6:25. You have to stop eating at 6:25. So that, according to most of the Rishonim, that's the mitzvah of Tosefta. So you're not going to have kares for that small window of opportunity. It's only in that say. The mitzvah of kares only begins when it actually Yom Kippur really starts. But there's a mitzvah say of B'tisha L'chodesh to begin a little bit before. But the Rambam has... Right. So most of the Rishonim say that applies to Shabbos also. The pasuk is by Yom Kippur, but the Gemara Darshan that applies to Shabbos also. Tish with the Shabbat, the Rappas of Shabbos. That's the further question, whether you need a formal Kabbalah or not, or whether it happens by itself. But the Rambam disagrees with this whole story. The Rambam happens to hold that there's no Tosefes by Shabbos, there's no Tosefes by Yom Kippur, and there's not even a full Tosefes by Yom Kippur. The Rambam has a very unique sheet about Tosefes that all you have to do is stop eating a few minutes before. You're allowed to still do malacha. According to the Rambam, if you have Ruach HaKodesh, you know exactly when Shkia is going to be, so you could be in your car at 6:29:59. According to the Rambam, there's nothing wrong with that. You can't be eating at 6:29:59 because you have to perform the din of Tosefes vis-a-vis Inui, but the Rambam has a unique Shita that it's Tosefes vis-a-vis Yom Kippur, vis-a-vis the Inui of Yom Kippur, but it's not Tosefes to Gabi Malach of Yom Kippur. For sure it's not Tosefes to Gabi Shabbos. So now the question becomes, this coming Friday, about later at 6:25, the last couple of minutes before Shkia, so what exactly is that time in Halacha? So that's Tosefes. Tosefes of what? So according to the Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch, and those Rishonim will say that there's Tosefes for Malacha, and there's Tosefes for Inui, and there's Tosefes for Shabbos, and for Yom Tov, and for Yom Kippur. Everything is all one big package deal. So according to all those Rishonim, so that it's the same thing. It means that once you makabel, either some Rishonim say you have to makabel, other Rishonim say it happens by itself. Whatever happens at that magic time, whenever the magic time for Tosefes kicks in, it starts for everything. It's Shabbos and Yom Kippur at the same time. But according to the Rambam, it's not true. According to the Rambam, it's not really Shabbos and Yom Kippur at the same time. It's not really Shabbos. There's a din of Inui, you're not allowed to eat on it, but it's not really Shabbos. So it's a little bit of a quirk. It's Yom Kippur without being Shabbos. But it's not really true according to the Rambam. It's not Yom Kippur either. Because if it would really be Yom Kippur, then you couldn't do Malacha, mitam Yom Kippur at that time. It's Friday afternoon. It's Erev Yom Kippur. It's just, there's a mitzvah essay in terms of time that's to begin the time early. It has nothing to do with Kiddushas Hayom. According to the Rambam, Tosefes is not a function of Kiddushas Hayom. According to the Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch, Tosefes is a function of Kiddushas Hayom. Whenever there's a Kiddushas Hayom, you have to start the Kiddushas Hayom early. Shabbos, you have to Yom Kippur, L'chol Dini HaTorah. But according to the Rambam, Haraya was splitting up within Yom Kippur itself. And it's, what, it's Yom Kippur L'gabi Inui, not Yom Kippur L'gabi Malacha? That's absurd. If it would be Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur for both. The answer is it's not Yom Kippur. It's Friday afternoon, and there's a special mitzvah to begin the fast early. But it comes out, at least in theory, according to the Rambam, you have certain halachas of quote-unquote Yom Kippur kicking in before technically Shabbos begins. But again, it's l'mal of l'mayrit in terms of the being chayv kares. Tosefes says no kares anyway to it. But according to the Rambam, you have this strange phenomena. You can have at least certain dimension of Yom Kippur without having the dimension of Shabbos at all.
According to Tosefos, that's true also about Shabbat as well.
Right, you can have legabi malacha, not legabi mitzvahs, right? You can have splits, right.
We're going to get to that in a second.
So the question is, can we envision in our wildest dreams, can we flip the table? Can we turn the opposite of the Rambam? Can we create a situation where it's Shabbos without Yom Kippur? Is such a concept exist? So according to the Rambam, that we can't even begin to discuss it, because if it's after Shkia, then it's both. If it's before Shkia, then it's not Shabbos. It can't even begin to be Shabbos. But according to the other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Tam, the Shulchan Aruch, those who say that there is a concept of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Kippur, is it possible for a person to cover one without the other? Okay, let's go with a modern statement. A guy wants on this Friday at 6:25, he doesn't want to start Yom Kippur early. There's no big rush to start Yom Kippur early, but he'd like to get started on Shabbos early. So he's going to makabel a very, very strange Kabbalah Sayyim. He's going to declare at 6:25, Hindi Mukhram Zuman, I'm makabel upon myself to suffer Shabbos. I don't want Yom Kippur yet, I'm not interested in starting Yom Kippur yet, I want to start Shabbos. I like Shabbos, Yom Kippur I'm scared of, I'm not ready to say Vidu yet. But I want to be makabel Shabbos now. How you talking about that? Does that concept make any sense? Can you have a Kabbalah, a Tosefes, L'chatzoyin or not? So again, according to the Rambam, it's a moot question. According to the Rambam, there's no Tosefes, the Shabbos altogether, so the question can't get off the ground. But according to Rabbi Natan, according to the Ramban, the day in the Shulchan Aruch, that there is Tosefes, bank for Shabbos, bank for Yom Kippur, ha'yitochin davar kazeh, that a person is going to be Makabel, part of the Kedushas Hayom, without being Makabel, the other half of the Kedushas Hayom. That's exactly what we're trying to discuss. So does that concept make any sense whatsoever? Why in the world would a person in their wildest dreams think of doing such a funny thing? So there are some Acharonim who raise the question and say, wait a second, that's such a crazy idea. Maybe everybody should do that. Why? Because that would be a good way to be through the Shabbos. Because you can get through the Shabbos this year. Why, what's the problem? Kenny, because it's Yom Kippur, no problem. You makabel Shabbos. So there's one day in Taizim Sochem that says that when you makabel Shabbos, you could be through the Shabbos. There's 2 days in Taizim Sochem that says whether you could be through the Shabbos is not the Sefer Shabbos. But the answer is most people rely on the Taizim Lekula. All right, in the summertime. Everyone adopts with the Yolim and Yonim. So most people, they come home, they make Kiddush, they eat through the Shabbos, and by the time it gets dark, they're benching already. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that it's better to have a piece of chal at the end of the meal. Yes, it's ace, because it's one day in Tosfos, but you're not yaitzei bizman to Sefer Shabbos. But the mice, many people probably don't do that. So those people, they always eat to the Shabbos, you're into Sefer Shabbos. So why don't they do it this Friday night also? Everyone should come to Shul, we should tell everyone, come to Shul a half hour before Shkia. Everyone should be Makabel Shabbos. Don't be Makabel Yom Kippur. Be Makabel Shabbos, without being Makabel Yom Kippur. And then you can be yaitzei through the Shabbos. It's not yet Yom Kippur. So lo shemana davas emiyot. Anyone should do that. There's a lot of tuple about why nobody does that. But lemaisa, we have yet to see in the last, since the day the Torah was given, 3,500 years, we've never heard anybody who actually did that. Not that anybody I know actually did that. So why not? So why is that not shaykh? So one could argue that doesn't make any sense. Now, once you're makabel the kedushas hayom, you can't play games. You can't split and say that I'm a kabbal this condition without the other condition. Means if it's already, if once condition yom is chal, so the other condition yom goes hand in hand. Why exactly should that be so conceptually? Why can't I split it? Why can't I play this game? So maybe this is a throwback to the Yom Samech. We spoke, quoted this Yom Samech in previous times. But the Yom Samech is a famous word when he says that when you have two conditions of yom that are chal simultaneously, so it's not shot that it's Shabbos, this coming Shabbos, and it happens to also be Yom Kippur. Oh, just by quirk, coincidentally, they're both on the same day of the calendar. No, there's a new Kedushas Hayom. The new Kedushas Hayom is called Shabbos / Yom Kippur. It's a new entity. Because Shabbos is one kind of Kedushas Hayom, Yom Kippur is a different kind of Kedushas Hayom, and when you have two Kedushas Hayom that coincide, it's a new Kedushas Hayom called Yom Kippur B'Shachos B'Shabbos. It's a new entity, it's a new Chal Hashem, it's different. It's different than, it's not just a combination of one plus another. It's a brand new Kedushas Hayom. So if that's the case, that it's a brand new Kedushas Hayom, again, it's also the famous word, like I'll be kiddish, that we spoke about the last year, if I'm not mistaken. That's the advantage and the disadvantage. When you have 2 years in a row when your falls out of Shabbos, so you can refer to what you spoke about last time. We have to be careful not to repeat what you said last time. So last year, I think we spoke a little bit about making Kiddush when you have Yom Kippur Shechos B'Shabbos. There's a famous tzach against Rabbi Kinega that you shouldn't make Kiddush when you have Yom Kippur Shechos B'Shabbos, even if the person is a Chol HaShemesh B'Sekhana, because Rabbi Yosemech says Yom Kippur Shechos B'Shabbos is not a Mechayev Kiddush Al HaKos. Rabbi Kinega thought that when you have a Chol HaShemesh B'Sekhana, you should make Kiddush the Shabbos. One of the kids in shul asked me this question also. Another kid said to me, I'm going to eat the Shabbos. 8-year-old kid said, am I supposed to make Kiddush? So according to Rabbi Kinega, the answer is yes. You should make Kiddush. So the Yosemech says, no, you wouldn't make Kiddush. You can argue very long the Shavuot that maybe the Katan, there's no chinuch, because the whole chinuch is to train you for when you become a gadol. But this particular Shabbos, when you become a gadol, you're not going to be able to make Kiddush. You have to say a little long the Shavuot, chinuch. I didn't want to confuse the kid, the 8-year-old. It was such a sharp question, I forgot to give him a simple answer. So I told him not to make Kiddush. He said, Yosemech, you don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur Shechos B'Shabbos. But l'chaura, according to the Yosemech, that Yom Kippur Shechos B'Shabbos is a new entity, it's a new Chal Hashem, and the question, l'chaura, is it doesn't even get off the ground. How can you talk about splitting one of Yom Kippur Shabbos, not Yom Kippur? So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So I thought that it's interesting when you, in the Tefillah Zaka, so many people say the Tefillah Zaka before Kol Nidre, so there's a line in the Tefillah Zaka where you're Mekabel Kedushas Hayom. You say, Harein Mekabel Kedushas Yom Kippurim. So I don't know, maybe if you look in the text of the original text of the Tefillah Zaka, or the text that I read out of my Machzer, it doesn't have any different Kabbalah when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. And I thought that was a little bit Shalot Yadin. I thought that maybe a person should say, when you have Yom Kippur Shechos B'Shabbos, So according to the Rambam, that there's no Tosefos of Shabbos, and there's no need to make the Kabbalah for Shabbos. But according to the others, they say there is a mitzvah Tosefos on a regular Shabbos. I try to be mocked every Friday afternoon when I finish Avi Mincha, right away through Makabal Shabbos, and make a formal Kabbalah. So maybe a person should say that we can rely on this Mashiach, as the Shia is saying, 20 minutes of the Shia. So maybe one should say that Zilazaka, Harei Makabalai, Kedushas HaShabbos, Ukedushas Yom Kippurim, Yishataka, combine both. You should be mekabel both kedushas Shabbos and kedushas Yom Kippur, the chaperayin and tosefes, both on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. Maybe the reason why in the text, I don't know, if it's check the chayot, but look in the real text of the Tfilas Acha. Maybe the reason why that phrase doesn't appear is because it's one day of a mekabel Yom Kippur. So once a mekabel Yom Kippur, so it's the same thing. You can't be mekabel one without the other. It's not shayach to split one from the other. So what do you have to say it for? That's part of the statement. So I don't know. Maybe according to the Rosh Hashanah, you should reword the Kabbalah. Maybe you shouldn't say Harei Mekabel Kedushas Shabbos Ukedushas Yom Kippur. Maybe you should say Harei Mekabel Kedushas Yom Kippur Shchalas B'Shabbos. That's a new Kedushas Yom. So I don't know. It already becomes very alumdish. Very alumdish in Kabbalah. I don't think the Mechuyev could be make such diuk before Kondidra.
The Rosh Hashanah was quite many years after the Chayana.
Yeah.
So we
should know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
According to Chaim, the Rambam
does include the Tosefet Shabbos. Not Torah. The Pashas, the Rambam doesn't mention. The Rambam doesn't mention it anywhere. The Rambam doesn't mention the Tosefet Shabbos. The only place the Rambam ever makes mention of the Tosefet is in Ufos Yom Kippur, and it's only Legavi Iner, not even Legavi Malach.
Yeah, that's a different discussion. But if there is a concept of
Tosefet, there is some Achmer who say, according to the Rambam, you're not Mechuyif to it if you do it. It's Tosefet. There's such an opinion. Whatever it is, I'll call upon him. The Pashas Advarim is that you can't play this game. That it's all or nothing. That once you have a Kabbal, Kedushas Hayom this Friday evening, so then the Kedushas Hayom is going to be Chal, Lechol Dover. Except according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you have a Kabbalah, and Yom Kippur, you have a Kabbalah Shabbos. According to the Rambam, there's no such thing as Tosefet. So every Shabbos, Lechol doesn't mean anything according to the Rambam. But except for the Shittas Rambam, it would appear that the two do go hand in hand. Yeah, he says it. His whole rise from the Gemara in Zvachim, which says it even by Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, he says it. That's what I've said over many times. That I still equate to the Yom Sameach. So the meaning that a lot of the Chazanim have is not correct. But a lot of the Chazanim like to when they get to the Musaf, when they get to the Kabbalah of Shabbos, you have Yom Kippur Shchalas B'Shabbos or Shabbos and Yom or something. So when they get to the Yom Shabbos Nechavasim, so they'll switch back to the Nigin of Shabbos. So according to the Yom Sameach, that's not right. Because he doesn't say that, but I'm telling you that. According to the Yom Sameach, it's not right. Because according to the Yom Sameach, it's all based on the Gemara in Zvachim that says that when you have a Yom Kippur and a Shabbos, or a Rosh Chodesh and a Shabbos, or a Yom and a Shabbos, so the Kedushas Hayom is Chal on all the Karbanas, and they all take on the dimensions of the whole new brand new Kedushas Hayom. So what are you playing games and doing a one niggin for one and one niggin for another? That's highlighting the fact that they're two different days. So that minig only makes sense of switching nigunim. It's a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos Musaf, and it's a Yontif Musaf. But if you can tell me like Yosef Mechta, it's a Shabbos Yontif Dikim Musaf, it's one Musaf. It's all the Kedushas Hayom, it's one big Kedushas Hayom. So the niggin, again, I'm not saying any shibbol Torahs in the Chazam agree. Okay, you gotta talk to the Chazan. Again, no one should think that we're making the Yukim in the Washington, the Tirozakhan, the Yukim in the Chazanim, but in Lumbus, there's a lot of things going on here in terms of Lumbus. Whether it plays out with Maisa in terms of this Chatzilah, it's not the end of the world.
In the
Pachaditza,
where
he
makes other things on the Sebo of the Sadi, Nusasad, that is Shishel Yom, between Shachit. That's really what happened.
Anyway, the whole part of it worked out nicely that we have to talk about Yom Kippur Shchalas B'Shabbos on today's Daf Yomi, where the one Sugin Shas that actually talks about Yom Kippur Shchalas B'Shabbos, one of the Sugin Shas, so at least some of it is relevant to Mitzvah Lumas. Okay. But the Rambam doesn't really make any sense that Shabbos really.